Carole King had a hand in writing that song. B.S.&T and Heidi Ho. It's 22 away from 8. Big Grand on a Wednesday.
Greg Collins needs some help.
In downtown Linden.
KPUG 11.7.
Ready or not, Claire? Here we come.
Okay.
Right under your armpits.
And now, more music with Randy Evans.
Bellingham's forecast is intermittent light snow tonight and Thursday morning. Partial clearing at times with a whole bunch of clouds tomorrow afternoon and snow changing to rain Thursday night. It's now 33 with Curtis Mayfield.
Ross Woodward with the news. Randy, assignment, make the good times roll.
Little after 7 with Big Red. Today is not just any day. It's the beginning of the world-famous naked golf tournament in Sausalito. The tournament where no golfer can lie about his handicap.
10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Treasure Good Times. Who'd you unload that $100 bill on moments ago?
I gave it to Skip Beauchamp. He was so excited. His wife was in the car. It was just, they need the money, they said. It was just fantastic.
Good morning.
And all we are is dust in the wind. So from one cloud to another, hello there.
It's
23 before 7 with a beautiful day in the making.
KJR Seattle.
Weather is likely at times through tonight.
Good morning, Les Parsons with a KJR News update. Quite a number of KJR listeners were both intrigued and at the same time aghast at the idea of cloning as a means of human reproduction.
95 KJR, and I'm so into you. Well, let's quit this cloning around. Game plays Leo Sayer's music, a new one from England, Dan and John Ford Cloney. Upcoming as well.
Box on the Super Q all morning long.
Say goodbye, King.
Here's Neil Diamond. Same seal comes in and requests that every morning. Loving the rocks.
She records most of her songs in one take. Who is she?
It's the closest way we can get that spontaneity that you have in a live performance.
Who is she?
Kim Carnes.
Kim Carnes. You have won two tickets to see Billy Joel.
All right.
All right.
Well, good morning.
This is KPLZ Seattle. Coming up next, we're going to play Name That Prune. Win some high-grade ballpark Franks and Gillette Good News razors and maybe even a quarter flash LP. Right after we hear Eddie Rabbit.
Parents, allow your kids to get a nose ring. It's a much easier way to get them up in the morning.
It's a good one.
Hello from Ichabod Crane, Randy Scott, Scallops, and Stephen Kilbreath. We are the Waking Crew. I had my quote wrong earlier. It was not Winston Churchill who said that classic quote. Thank you, Randy Scott. It was Mark Twain. I am an old man and have known a great many troubles in my life. How did it go? And most of them never happened.
Yeah.
There it is. I had a lot of trouble in my life, and most of it
never happened.
Think about all the angst. Think about all the stuff you worry about, you're anxious about, that never does happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't worry about it, it would happen. So you have to worry about it to keep it from happening.
Yeah. There's a little logic to that. Mm-hmm. I know exactly where you're going with that. I'm not sure I totally understand why, but I agree with you.
Could you repeat it again? Because it was so idiotic, I thought.
No. It's the very fact that you're worrying about getting hit by a bus, that you're extra cautious, and so you never get hit by a bus.
If you didn't worry about it, it would happen.
Yeah.
So you have to worry about it.
That's some karmic weird.
No.
She's odd psychology.
Hey, Randy and I are on the same.
It doesn't happen very often.
We don't often do that. So
if you don't worry about it,
right,
then it's going to happen to you?
Well, it's a little bit like we were talking, what's the first thing you do when you get on an airplane and you say you kind of cover the pilot and crew in prayer, right?
Yeah.
Well, I pray the entire time we're in the air because I think if I don't pray we're going to fall out of the sky. My prayers are the only thing keeping the plane in the air.
It's the truth.
It's my job when I'm on the plane.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Some people are pushing carts down there and serving drinks. I'm praying.
If you stop, the plane is going to
drops
fall
like a stone.
Out of the air.
Just boom.
Wait, hold on. Why do you pray then?
Thank you.
Why do you pray?
There you go, Mr. Man.
Well, I don't. I mean, because I think we can affect things. I think.
Well, then what are we saying?
Yeah, but not to the degree where it's almost like you're.
Oh, it's different degree. As long as I do it at the Ichabod level, yeah. Then it's okay. No. I see.
You're starting to understand my life.
Wow.
No, but how do all the planes flying in the air now stay up without you praying for them?
There are designated praying people on board.
Okay. Exactly. Okay.
We were all called to this role.
Yes. We are called.
We're you called. Have to worry about certain things.
Yeah.
But worrying is not, you don't pray because you worry.
Really?
Really?
You cover the pilot and crew in prayer,
yeah,
because you're not worried?
Yeah, because it's just, you just thought of it on your own. It's just
just
because
it's a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
It's not. It's
he prays about the crew to look cool.
I don't want a bird hitting it, you know.
Although,
sure.
Who's he looking cool for? Because I never knew he did it. So he's just looking cool for God.
Oh, yeah.
I guess just God.
Yeah.
Okay.
God said, "Man, Ichabod, you're a cool dude.
You are one cool dude." Special place in heaven. This is for
cool dudes.
Come on in, Icky. You're the leader of the cool
you don't
dudes.
You don't get a jewel in your crown. You get a leather jacket.
Oh, Icky, you kill me. And you kill me every morning with yourself and the waking crew. 1K